这个尼哥底母知道摩西在旷野怎样举行。
Of course, Nicodemus knew what happened when Moses did in the wilderness.
现在主说人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
It says that it's similarly for the Son of Man that he will be raised and all will come to believe in him.
那这一节圣经就解释了约翰福音三章十六节。
And that explains John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so this.Lifting up of the serpent in the wilderness is, and it follows that explains that chapter 15, that whoever, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have
eternal life. 你看见一个是都得永生，一个反得永生。
And here he says that one will have to, one will have eternal life.
那么当旷同当摩西在旷野举蛇的时候
，and know that in the wilderness when Moses lifted up the bronze serpent,
当他们被毒蛇咬了，他们只要看见那个铜子，一看见他们就活了。
Those that were bitten by the snake, the moment they gaze at the bronze serpent, they will be.
对于摩西那些人看一看就好，对我们这些信心就好了。
And for them, it's just have to gaze at it. For us, it's just to believe.
如果旷野在摩西怎样被举起来，主耶稣在十字架上也被举起来。
And we know that how Moses.And lifted up the bronze serpent, similarly, that Jesus will be lifted up.
我们相信就等于他们看看那个蛇。
Our belief is equivalent to what they have gained.
结果他们没有灭亡，我们也没有灭亡。
They will not perish, neither do we.
结果我们就得着永生。
That now we will inherit eternal life.
所以我们知道说，主耶稣对尼哥底母讲论永生
，that when
重生
，that when the Lord talk about born again.
那不要忘记，在这里在这里有一个很重要的背景的。
And so it's a very very important background.
就是说，需要这和十字架是连在一起。
And so we can say this is closely associated with the cross.
所以很稀奇，弟兄姊妹，当约翰记载尼哥底母故事的时候。
And no, we know that when John records the account of Nicodemus.
那特别讲到我们主耶稣将来要钉十字架。
It refers.To tell us that Jesus is going to be.
那么，如果我们相信他，我们就得着永远的生命。
And so the thing is, we believe in Jesus, we will have eternal life.
我们就从圣灵生了。
So we will be born of the Spirit.
所以你看见吗？门徒们那个时候，当约翰跟随门徒的时候，跟随主的时候。
And so when disciple John followed Jesus,
他也是不大懂。
He may not be very clear.
别的福音书都忘记了。
Other gospels have forgotten.
但是约翰记得。
But John remembered.
那个刚好就是那一年所发生的事。
That happens to be the first year that.
然后在叙加的井旁，主耶稣遇见了一个孤单的罪人，就是撒玛利亚妇人。
And then later on, Jesus had met a lonely Samaritan woman at the well.
这个人是个罪人。
She is a sinner.
为什么是罪人呢
？And she's a sinner.
在没有犯罪以前，她是个干渴的人。
That we know that before.She seen that she was one who was thirsty.
罪是结果，渴才是原因。
That sin is a consequence. It's a result, and the source is
他为什么是罪人呢？因
为 because of thirstiness.
他为什么是罪人呢？因为他里面干渴。
She was a sinner because she was.
所以主耶稣必须要解决他里面的干渴。
And then Jesus had to resolve her thirstiness.
一个丈夫不能满足她。
Nothing could satisfy her.
五个丈夫都不能满足。
Five husbands couldn't satisfy her.
她是罪人，因为她是客人。
You know that she was because she was dirty. That's what she was.
她里面是虚空的。
She was.
没有一样东西能够填满她。
Nothing could fill her.
因为她里面不是为这五个丈夫创造。
It's not. She was not created for the five husbands.
也不是为这个世界来创造。
She was not created for the world.
所以现在主耶稣要告诉她说，为什么主耶稣告诉。主耶稣要把这个活水赐给他，
所以 Jesus pointed out to her that he is going to give him
the
water.
他要钉在十字架上。
He is going to be crucified.
他要把活水给我们这些罪人。
The Lord Jesus is going to give all of us sinners this living water.
所以主耶稣说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
For those who drink this water, they shall thirst again.
但是凡喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
Those who drink from the water.Living water that given, they will not thirst again.
在它的里面要成为一井的泉源。
That we know from him, it should be a well of water.
这个中文呢翻出中文这个一井没有翻出来。
The Chinese translation talk about one well.
意思就是说，在撒玛利亚妇人外面一口井，里面有一口井。
That we know that the well within the in the Samaritan inside the Samaritan woman, and that is also an external well.
所以，如果撒玛利亚妇人能喝这口水的井。能喝主所赐的水
，and she will be able to drink this given water. Given water,
她就永远不渴
，that she will never thirst again.
那口井是什么呢
？What is this well?
那口井就是后面所说的灵，要用灵真，凡敬拜父的人要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
That we have to worship our God to speak.
那就是灵来说的
That refers to the spirit.
意思就是说我们拜父要用灵和真实来拜他
When we come to our father we worship him We must worship him in spirit
神创造我们已经把一口井放在我们
When God created us He already placed within us a well
这就是我们的灵
This is our spirit
没有得救以前这口井被泥土填满了
Before we are saved this, this well is still with us
现在我们接受他做我们的救主以后，那弟兄姊妹，现在活水就充满我们的水。
Now we have accepted him, the living water will now fill our well.
活水就是说圣灵来说。
Living water refers to the Holy Spirit.
神是个灵，所以拜他的要用心灵和诚实来拜。
Because God is spirit, so we have to worship him.Spirit and truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这是个很重，就在撒玛利亚，你知道主遇见了撒玛利亚妇人。
And it was at Samaria the Lord has encountered this.
然后后来主又遇见了一个大臣的儿子在迦拿，然后就医治了他儿子的病。
And then the Lord Jesus had met this a high official in Cana, and he has healed the
这样就结束了主耶稣头一年的工作。
And so that wraps up.The entire and the first year of God, our Lord's ministry.
那为什么主耶稣要最先遇见尼哥底母，然后撒玛利亚，然后碰到那个大臣
？Why then there is such a sequence? First of all, to meet up with Nicodemus, and followed by the Samaritan woman and the high official.
等到约翰回忆他当早年的时候所发生的故事。
And so as John recalled what had happened in his early years.
有的事也许他记不清楚
There may be some that he couldn't remember
但圣灵叫他想起尼哥底母
But the Holy Spirit had caused him
圣灵叫他想起撒玛利亚
And the Spirit also caused him to remember
圣灵也想起那个大臣的
And that also at the same time about this nobleman's man's son
然后在前面有接近圣殿
First of all, before that it was the cleansing of the temple
然后在前面是遇见主的头七天
And then of course as the before it was the 7 days
加在一起就是约翰跟随主的第一年
And all this will add up is the first year that John
这一年约翰没有日夜和主在一起
That it was not day and night that John was
他还是回到加利利海边去打鱼
That he still continues to fish at the Sea of Galilee
但是当他回想主第一年只要他知道只要他与主同在
As long as he, just recall as long as he was with the Lord
尼哥底母在的时候他也在
When the Lord Jesus met
him, 撒玛利亚在，约翰也在。
And when he was in Samaria, he was with the Lord.
所以当圣灵把这个点点滴滴放在一起的时候
，And so as the Spirit revealed all these details to him,
那约翰给我们看见说，这就是主耶稣，这是他们所跟随主的第一年。
And that shows him that this was the first year that they had followed him.
那么也就是主后27年这一整年所发生的事。
And that was what has actually happened on the 27 AD.
这个不光一个一个的历史。
This is not only an individual history.
这里面有属灵的原因。
There is some spiritual meaning.
一开始第一年就给我们看见主耶稣是神的儿子。
In the beginning, the first year, it declared to us that he is the son of God.
所以等到约翰把这些通通放在一起的时候
，When John put all these things together,
最后很明显的一个 message, 一个很重要的教训出来了。
And so there is one message and a teaching that portrays.
意思就是说，当门徒们跟随主第一年。
And so as the disciples followed the Lord Jesus for the first year,
他们应该知道他们为什么跟随。
They should know why do they follow the Lord.
然后我们的主的工作，我们的主的生活就显明出来，他要门徒们明白什么。
And so the life of our Lord Jesus and his purpose is to show them what he wants.
好，我想还有一点点，我们留着下一堂再说关于这一部分。
Okay, for this, there are some a little more, we will.
也许我们最多再用十分钟，我们就可以把第一章到第四章提纲挈领把它提一下。我们现在先把零零碎碎都点了，然后我们要综合一下。
And so you have mentioned all these small details, but we want later on to use about 10 minutes to summarize this entire 4 chapters.
好，我想我们有一个简单的祷告。
Shall we have a simple prayer?
主啊，我们感谢你把这些话交在你的手里。
Thank you and praise you that we commit all these words into your loving hands.
你恩待我们。
May you be gracious to us.
让我们能在你面前有学习。
That we may learn of you.
我们求你继续的施恩。
We ask that you continue.
靠主耶稣基督可爱，靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
Pray all these things in Jesus' loving name.
Amen.